Founding Father Félix Houphouët-Boigny offered work to thousands of West African immigrants as part of his drive to make Ivory Coast the world's largest cocoa producer. But when cocoa prices dropped and Houphouët-Boigny died in 1993, his successor, Henri Konan Bedier, sought to capitalize on voter anxiety about a falling economy by speaking out against people whose parents were not born in the country before independence. Those non-native Ivorians were blocked from voting in 1995 and were increasingly subject to attacks, especially in the South. While Mr. Bedier popularized the issue of Ivorité, or Ivorianness, it was former President Laurent Gbagbo who pushed the depths of its xenophobia. Former Prime Minister Alassane Ouattara was repeatedly blocked from running for president because of questions about his parents being born in what is now Burkina Faso. Having won the right to contest the office as part of a peace plan that followed a brief civil war, Mr. Ouattara's candidacy was repeatedly attacked by Mr. Gbagbo. In their November runoff election, Mr. Gbagbo told voters that there was only one real Ivorian in the race, warning that they should never trust the leadership of their country to a foreigner. Mr. Ouattara won that vote, but Mr. Gbagbo refused to give up power and held out with the backing of the army until he was finally captured in an underground bunker last week. Mr. Ouattara now comes to office hoping to end the divisions of Ivorité.
Nous sortirons de cette crise. Nous en sortirons d'ailleurs grandis. Parce que nous allons nous mettre au travail.
President Ouattara says Ivorians will come out of this crisis stronger because they'll get down to work with a shared sense of brotherhood and solidarity. No matter how painful these trials have been, the president says, Ivorians must say never again. He says Ivorians must now have a lasting peace that strengthens the country's motto of hospitality and brotherliness. Mohamed Djakite says the end of the Gbagbo era ends the question of Ivorité. Djakite says Ivory Coast is one indivisible country, north and south, east and west and center, everyone's equal. There are now not Ivorians from the north and Ivorians from the south. We're all equal, Djakite says, with a hope to return to the prosperity of Houphouët-Boigny. Abidjan Catholic Parish Council President De Blaise Honorat Kouau says the country must unite.
Nous avons été stressés, bousculés. Nous sommes cachés pour avoir la vie. Mais ce qu'on souhaitait, c'est la paix.
Kouau says the people of Ivory Coast have been pressured and pushed and had to hide to stay alive. So they hope peace has now arrived with God's blessing. He says Christians, who are mainly from the south, and Muslims, who are mainly from the north, are working together during this time to seek a peace that they believe will come. The United Nations says more than 1,000 people have been killed during the political crisis that followed November's vote. Added to the deaths from the country's brief civil war and nearly 10 years of instability, the total is still far below what neighbors Liberia and Sierra Leone experienced during their recent upheaval. UN Special Representative to Ivory Coast, Youngjin Choi, says that's a good sign for a future free of the divisions of Ivorité.
Ivorians have a culture of not killing each other. That is why, one of the reasons why Gbagbo brought in the mercenaries from Liberia and other countries to do dirty jobs. That explains also low probability of recurrence of civil war.
For the moment, Mr. Gbagbo and his party are calling on Ivorians to stop the fighting and move on from this political crisis. Resolving the issue of Ivorité in the military means reconstituting Mr. Gbagbo's southern-dominated army to include members of the northern-based rebellion that helped bring Mr. Ouattara to power. There's also the issue of justice for human rights abuses, which President Ouattara says will be handled by an impartial Truth and Reconciliation Commission, empowered to question the guilt of any Ivorian, regardless of their heritage. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Abidjan.